Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. As the MBTA tries to chip away at its mounting debt, it's getting tough on freeloaders. Its crackdown focuses largely on something the T calls fare blitzes. That's when people try to skip paying their fare at crowded above-ground train stops. WBUR's Beenish Ahmed has this report.
Kelly Berry watches on as MBTA personnel in bright orange vests ask dozens of passengers to prove they have enough fare to ride the T on this bitingly cold morning. Her Charlie card checked out, but she says there are plenty of people catching free rides.
I'll admit, I've been guilty of that. There are a lot of people who take advantage of, like, the morning rush hour or even the evening rush hour and just hop on.
That's the culture that has to change.
Paul Regan is the executive director of the MBTA Advisory Board, which represents area communities served by the T. There aren't any hard numbers on the total amount that's lost due to unpaid fares, but Regan estimates it's probably a few million dollars a year. He thinks most of the fare evasion occurs at above-ground stations on the Green Line, where the fare blitzes are taking place. Regan says the blitzes are a good start, but he thinks it will take more than a few random checks at a handful of stations to really change things.
You don't want to give the impression that there are waves of enforcement. You want the impression to be that you're going to get caught, because that's the only way we're going to keep fares at a reasonable level.
Regan says watching some passengers catch a free ride aggravates those who do pay, especially at a time when the MBTA is considering increasing fares to narrow a projected deficit of $161 million for next year. The blitzes don't cost the MBTA anything except some work productivity. Allison Sweeney was asked to give up a couple of hours a month of her regular job as an administrative assistant for the MBTA. When passengers are stopped, she says,
they'll tell you up front that they have to load their card or that they're going to pay on board.
Since starting these blitzes, the MBTA has found that nearly 1 in 10 passengers stopped didn't have sufficient fare. But the blitzes are aimed at encouraging patrons, not punishing them, says Jonathan Davis, who's general manager of the MBTA.
And this just reminds our customer that they should be paying their fare. And we think being visible out there would help people think twice before they would decide to use our system without paying.
Most of the MBTA personnel working the blitzes don't have the authority to issue tickets. So the MBTA is also insisting that passengers board only through the front door during peak hours to keep people from slipping past drivers without paying for their trip. It has also deployed both plainclothes and uniformed transit police officers to issue tickets for fare evasion at high traffic stations. Davis says he's working to bring in more enforcement and tougher deterrence to keep people from cheating the system, including raising the ticket fine from $15 to $75 for a first offense.
I think continued reinforcement through these fare blitzes, and then those who don't get the message, the fines and a higher fine.
Davis says it's an evolving process. The blitzes are just part of the plan to prevent fare evasion and get the MBTA on track for financial viability. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beenish Ahmed.